This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Random on the show, episode 154. Amen. We locked in.
Amen.
It's your boy, yeah. Jermaine Rich is in the building, man. I'm here. Amen. Calm down. Listen. Me and Baby Train in the building.
Yeah, come on, man. Pamples on, you know what you
do. D Shell Sebastian in the building. Talk to him.
What's the word? What's the word? Welcome back, y'all.
Amen. And of course, man, none other than Big Eagle back in town.
Yeah.
Be it Demetrius Harmon in the building.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
That's Cap.
That's Cap.
Yeah. We need a new one. Quick. Give me something.
Stay away from my gooch.
Listen, man, what a very wholesome episode we prepared for you guys, the people, man. Listen, we talked about all the important, hard-hitting podcast topics, man. Lavender doinks. Giraffe versus gooch. Meech out flowering the fellas. Meech imports illegal alcohol. Meech with the yummy. Meech with the eats. And of course, man, a Japanese tribute to Jamaica, man.
Bruh.
Y'all know what y'all need to do to push the program, man. Drop a 5-star stunner rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that, man. Jump in the comments with the yummies. Hey, amen. Smash that bell button. Breaking down. Big thumbs up button. Enjoy the episode, y'all.
Italian sparkling waters on the table.
We only get Italian waters for special occasions, man.
You never drank Italian water. Not to mention sparkling.
You don't even know water sparkles.
We got a man on the show who's been to Italy a couple times. Sparkling. Lived an elevated Italian life.
Sparkling.
Maybe posted a couple fit pics. Italian inspired. We got the well traveled.
Oh man.
Put a shrimp through some paint on the grill. Beat Meech in the building again, man.
Yo.
They episode is on fire.
Yeah. Y'all sounded like Ric Flair. Just not.
Who's that?
You know Ric Flair?
I mean, I do, but
he
did, in one part. I know he said woo. That's all I know from him.
Jet fly. Limousine drive. Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Good to have you back on the West, man.
Yeah. It's good to be back.
Wait, you may have been our first. Who's our first guest?
I wasn't the first guest. No way.
He was in the old studio.
Yeah. Nigga forgot.
Oh, yeah. No. The first one was Sting, though. The first one was
Julian.
Yeah, they don't count, though. They like in y'all lives all every day. Hey, I be trying to tell niggas shit like that, bro. I be like, yeah, I'm out of LA. If anybody would be at a cooking show, it'd be like niggas I know personally. Like, I'm like, no, I like this, though. This not going to move no numbers.
Yo, sometimes though you do need like the, yo, this is just gonna be a good episode. Niggas gotta meet this nigga, and
for sure.
You do need to move the throttle, if you will.
Yeah. We gonna move a throttle.
Speaking of moving, man,
you moving?
Nah, we had to do some moving to get up here, man. I'm sorry. Kev on stage got us up here in North Seattle.
Yeah.
Damn near.
He said North Seattle.
Everybody, every time I send the address or something, niggas are gathered. Oh, fuck, nigga, look at that.
Yeah.
Y'all up there in the pocket, man.
Bro, you know this shit, man. I'm in the Uber. He like, you want to play the aux or anything? Because this is a long drive. I'm like, what the fuck you want me to play? Stevie Wonder? I don't know. Nothing's going to just last for this. I'm going to go to sleep.
Yo, plugging in on a long drive is a responsibility, man.
It's a responsibility, but it's also the time you choose to plug in.
For sure.
9 a.m. is a little scary for me to plug in because I'm like, all right, man, if there's more than one nigga in the car, I'm like, what are we feeling?
Okay.
Because you got to get that right. It's a vibe you got
to
lock in.
I was about to play Travis Scott at 9 a.m. I said, I can't do this to my brothers, man. They just woke up, man.
Depends on the morning, man.
You could, man.
This morning.
You could.
I play some Travis.
In the morning?
You throwing on the Young Boy 8 a.m.?
No. I threw it in a mix of things, like a medley of, of calm songs. You know, stuff some schizo in there.
Yeah.
Calm and then schizo.
Get right back there.
I started with Sun Is Shining by Bob Marley, and then we took it from there.
Right.
We didn't get no heavy bass.
You too Jamaican.
For real.
Yeah.
Nah, Bama is a universal language, man.
Yeah.
No, man. I get it.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
You ever been to Jamaica?
No, we gotta touch your heart.
Yo, I respect that, man. That was well done. And the confidence in what you
asked. I always knew it was coming too. And I'm just like, I'm just waiting. It just came earlier this time. Word. We could, man.
Say we gotta touch yard.
It'd be good for the soul, man. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
And you eat more these days, man. You be exploring, man. Eats with meat. Did that get you to break through that wall of chicken nuggets and shit?
Shorty do. Shorty got me trying shit. You know what I mean? You can't go to Italy and just not try nothing. Yeah, I try something every time I travel. I try something.
That's respectful,
so I try
man.
Fucking what's that shit?
Pulpo.
Octopus.
Pulpo.
I eat what's that shit?
Pulpo.
Shit, I'm lost of
words. You giving us no hints.
What's that shit? I tried mussels. That shit sucks.
What's mussels again?
Cooked clams, basically.
Calamari's good. Fried calamari. Put some fucking butter on that bitch.
You dropping
a
lemon on
it. Yeah,
you dropping
some
lemon on
it.
Lemon
squeeze. Bitch fuck around and do whatever.
I don't think I'm ever making calamari, man.
No, hell.
I don't think I got that on.
I don't want to see her when she ain't got it on.
Yeah. She got to have that shit on.
Bread hurl, man.
I want her coming to me already dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, certain things you got to go to the source, man.
Try salmon.
You tried salmon.
Wait, like recently? That's
My family didn't grow up eating. I didn't grow up eating fish.
Okay.
Like most of my family is allergic to shellfish, so they just
all fish. And anything with fish in it.
Yeah.
Only fish I had was like catfish. And that's just like go-to nigga shit.
Is it?
I never had catfish.
I thought salmon was a go-to fish.
Nah, that's the new generation of niggas.
Really? Well, catfish, they fry catfish.
Yeah, you fry the catfish.
We could do a lot
fry.
With a catfish. Mm. Mostly fried, though. Like
throw that bitch in some goddamn butter. Batter.
I don't like whiskers too much, though. So
whiskers?
Yeah, whiskers. Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Catfish got whiskers.
You
never
seen
a catfish, bro?
You ever seen a catfish straight up?
No, I never seen a catfish straight up.
That's
like,
right, bro. That's why it freaked me out. I'm like, we caught a catfish once. And that was the first time I encountered one. We just seen a wild catfish. I had to ask my dad, like, what is that?
I don't like feathers either,
bro,
nigga.
The bro got whiskers.
Yeah, but he don't got that when I'm eating it.
Yeah, I ain't never did that.
But like, this is my first encounter with a catfish.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, I wouldn't
even a dish first.
I wouldn't want to cut him up and fuck with him.
You know what I mean? I'm not.
But he was on my hook. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
real
life
catfish. Real life in the flesh.
Had to pull out the Pokedex.
You held it like by the mouth.
Hell no, bro. I asked my dad. I said, "What is this?" By the line. I said, "Yeah." Nah, I literally did not know what it was. And that was the first time I figured out what a catfish was.
Bro, I find it so funny on Twitter when like people see. It'd be the dirt balls of life. We just see a picture like this with a catfish with the lips, and they're like, wait, hold on, nigga. You know what I mean? Give me a second with this fish.
Oh my god, man.
Sometimes you see a fish just like just doing something with his lips and shit.
Like, yeah, hold on,
son. Dark cut.
I saw this video on, I think, TikTok earlier. The nigga was feeding a giraffe. And the giraffe came through the car. But he had put the peanuts, whatever he was feeding the giraffe, down, and it fell in his lap. And the giraffe tongue came out and started, like, had a drool. It drooled down. But it licked, like, the grab to the bag of food. I think it said, "Yeah, you almost lost another sack."
Bro, I'm getting up, man. I'm in the back seat with it.
Bro, when I tell you the giraffe licked this nigga's whole inner thigh, bro.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw it.
What y'all watching?
It is Twitter, man. Bro, I saw it.
You know.
What y'all boys watching?
Hey, I'm on an eSIM. It's giving me different shit now. I'm in the entire world and shit.
Send me that. Let me see it, man.
You can't let TikTok know you're into that shit by watching.
You gotta like, for every weird thing you watch, you gotta watch three regular things.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Catch some.
Right?
Yep.
Let me ask you a question, man. While we're on the topic of animals licking gooches, man.
I ain't saying all that. Now.
You got something for that?
That's the thigh.
What's your question?
That ain't the gooch, though, my G.
If he's sitting down and he's wearing shorts, and any
giraffe
licked my thigh,
that's real rap.
The thigh right here,
that's gooch.
Get out of that trap.
You said peanuts fell in the lap.
Peanuts are in the lap. I'm sitting in my car.
Why you ain't dislodged the peanuts?
Okay.
The bag of peanuts is in my lap, right? I'm driving.
Yeah.
I'm feeding the giraffe. Giraffe, come in. It's like, go for my peanuts. my thigh is there.
I don't feel like the gooch is there though.
It's in the area code.
If I'm well, same area code.
How do you sit? What you mean how I sit?
I'm kind of leaning while I'm sitting.
Yeah, Gucci.
You
don't
mean with Gucci. Yeah. Gucci is not
you giving a draft. You setting it up, yeah. Joe. That's what you're
doing. Oh, you're a boss.
They got an agenda. You had an agenda when you
started. You got a Gucci agenda, man.
I don't got no Gucci agenda. I'm just saying the Gucci got
to
breathe.
But imagine though, you trying to, you afraid of the draft. You're not going to sit. You're going to sit like,
yeah, you Gucci
in. You know what I'm saying? You Gucci in by that.
But that's why we different. That's why we different.
You Gucci out still?
If the Gucci.
I'm out the car.
If the draft after my gooch, the draft after my gooch, that's what y'all tell me.
What you talking about?
I'm just gonna leave.
We're gonna restart this episode.
I'm gonna leave the seat back.
We gonna run this one back.
I'm gonna leave the
Less
seat
gooch
back.
Second time around.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Let me find the video.
Okay. And while you talk about that,
mm-hmm.
while we on topic of gooches, we find out our longtime friend.
Uh huh.
Hung out with this guy many times. We just found out he's into that animal world.
What is that mean? Is he a furry?
Oh, that boy.
From
back in the day, you know.
Yeah.
Is he a furry?
What's that mean?
Like, that's when niggas dress up.
Mm.
Like no, as animals.
Nah, he dresses as normal.
He's
undercover with it.
Nah, he just
we can't claim that.
Nah, I can't say that, but
we can't claim that. But
we saw his PSP. Let's say that. We found his PSP,
and there was a horse link.
No,
what does that mean?
Real spiel. Go ahead.
No, he was just showing us some shit on his PSP, and then he just clicked the wrong folder.
He slipped.
Oh,
and it was just
like horses fucking.
Holy
yes,
bro. The soundboard's glitching, and it presses buttons by itself.
Yeah.
But
that's perfect.
I needed it to do that. Yeah. Yes, that's what I said.
It's
holy. What is this?
Horses. And he just like went back.
But his horse is fucking.
Oh.
So you're gonna say,
wait,
tell it.
She died?
Yeah.
Of course.
That was in the street.
You can't take it.
It was like,
what you looking at? What do you mean?
It was like after. She like went to.
It was a little article.
Yeah. No, yeah. You remember back in the day, they have like those weird videos like the cup, that type of shit. So one of them was like a horse thing going around. Everyone's like, yo, watch this, bro. But then he downloaded it.
Oh, yeah. Downloading this too.
To the PSP. You have to transfer.
You got to download it.
You got to get it on there. Yeah.
You need a USB.
And downloading anything back then was crazy.
There's so many chances to get out. So many.
I need to bring this with me.
And you know when you download like some shit that you have to download, it sends you to the wrong site for a second.
You gotta come back.
The nigga said,
bro,
I gotta plug this into my cord.
You waiting for a transfer? Switching cards up.
Then you gotta check. Yep, they made it on.
You gotta mod your PSP. You had to mod his PSP first. You gotta understand.
That's to do plan. This with a horse, it's crazy.
Oh God, HP.
HP. Yeah, HP. HD nah. HP, man.
HD.
So, yeah, it was 1080.
Yeah it was a horseplay for real.
Yeah.
Oh, so, man.
Man, crazy.
So while we on the top, let me see this draft video, man.
Bro, this video
and the caption
ridiculous.
Is draft and lick my gooch.
Why are you guys on me?
Like, get off me, man.
But I saw the video, though.
You ain't reading.
You just reading the caption, brother.
He threw the peanut out.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right.
But look at this. Look at this.
Okay,
look at the saliva drip down.
Look how I said.
No, are those Versace shorts? Versace boxers right there?
Yeah, you kind of can't prepare for this one.
Yeah, man. Nah.
I'm coming in compressions and long Jones.
Oh, my God. Why your window all the way down, first of all?
Yo, the thing is, I'm not doing this. Mm-mm. I'm not a...
The safari, the driving safari shit?
No, man.
Especially not my whip.
Yeah.
Shit open. You got a giraffe with his neck in my shit.
What kind of car you drive? Jeep?
Any car. Yeah, no, I'm in the Genesis G-Body.
G-Body.
Yeah,
no. Nice. G-Body.
Yeah.
This is how you drive?
Yeah, real talk. Yeah. Depending on how fast I'm going.
Yeah,
one of these.
You gotta go a little dainty sometimes.
I almost seen a nigga wreck when I was in Toronto, dog. I almost seen a nigga wreck. I'm talking about he was just going and his shit just went this way. Like, into the shit. Like, he almost like went off into the cornfield.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
The highway?
Yeah. I was driving back to Detroit. I was in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened, man. Long drive.
I'm like, nigga.
Starts getting grass.
If I be honest with y'all, he was not gonna get no help from me, dog. That's real spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I think that kicks in, man. You think I don't want to get messed with that.
What the fuck am I going to do with that nigga? What would I do?
Pull him up the car.
Me?
Shit. Call, yeah. You get the 911.
Yo, y'all
going.
Got free healthcare, all type of shit. Y'all better. The way them cops be outside trying to pull me over in Canada, nigga.
You get problems and shit?
Yeah, they be fucking with a nigga, man.
Depends on the driving. Really?
They almost didn't want to let me through the border, nigga. That doesn't make sense.
To go home?
They say, you coming here too often.
To come home, they put me in immigration for sure.
Really?
Damn.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Really?
Damn.
Hey, that was intrusive. My fault. I thought you were going to keep going. My fault.
But yeah, Ice got me. That shit, I was coming in. It was like, yeah, what you doing in Canada? I'm like, I don't want to tell them to come to work because they start asking too many questions. You know? Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I'm coming to shop. He like, really?
Here?
And he like, I was here by the other way around. I'm like, no, but you know, we got balls and shit. Y'all got like the hidden gems. Stussy.
He said Stussy. They got a global site, I think.
Y'all got free shipping.
You don't get done that.
Yeah, because y'all got that Spadina.
Yeah. I'm like, nigga, so, I don't know what to tell you. He just talking to me and shit. I'm like, this thing might lock me up, dog. You know what the problem is? When I was coming back, I had a bottle of champagne in my trunk. I ain't know.
You can't travel with champagne?
You can't travel with alcohol if you don't declare it.
You gotta claim it, yeah.
Oh, you gotta import that.
Yeah. So I brought it into Canada.
So y'all didn't get me.
They ain't get me going in. Right. I didn't know it was there.
So they pop your trunk on the way back?
No, this is
your interview skills.
No, listen, this is, you gotta stay, it's fucking 11 p.m.
Okay.
Two black men, BMW.
It's always the BMW, man.
They like, they get down. We go find you something. He like, yeah, what y'all coming to Canada for? He's like, quick little turnaround. I'm like, yeah, you know.
That's what's going to get you. Oh, quick little turnaround. And then they look up at you and you're like, yeah, I guess so.
In and out, huh? Quick drop off.
Yeah, it's Detroit.
I'm trying to get to my bed. So
that's the whole thing. The niggas talking to me in Toronto, they're like, I go back home. Yeah, I got a fucking bed of mine that I love.
It's like right there. Yeah, Detroit.
I can just drive. I drove here. He drive back straight. You know what I mean? He like, y'all ain't got no alcohol, no drugs, no weapons. I'm like, nah.
You got that Ace of Spades in the back?
Nigga, it's Prosecco.
Oh, shit.
This is, anybody import $10?
This from the grocery store.
I just forgot about it.
I'll just throw it out, nigga.
But the nigga said it, right? And he just kept talking to us and shit. And then he got, you know, they get serious at a point.
Yeah.
He like, all right, with a fucking notepad in hand. So no drugs, no money, no cash, no alcohol, no weapons. I'm like, yeah, no.
Too good to be true.
Like, no, y'all niggas ain't got no money on you. Y'all ain't walking around with no money on you. I'm like, damn.
He we
like,
got plastic, nigga. We got.
Boy, talking about, all right, pop the trunk. I said, I looked over at the home because I cleaned my trunk out, like, slightly before I came. Got a car wash.
You might got a basketball with the Prosecco.
I told the nigga. I'm like, I'm gonna be honest with you, Tiff, I don't know what's in that trunk.
Rubber chicken and shit.
Before you pop the button. Let me check, nigga. Put a seatbelt on.
I'm like, bro, I'm like, they about to go through that truck. I don't know what's in that truck, my nigga. This is, I don't know.
What could be there? Like, what's the.
Shit. Anything.
What kind of shit you got in your truck on a regular Wednesday? What's in your trunk?
I don't fucking know,
that like, might be dangerous.
You might find a microfiber towel.
My gun.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that's different.
This is the thing. The thing is.
You got a gun in your trunk?
No.
Did you load it up?
No strap.
Really?
No, it's one.
Yeah.
You got that fire. You got the hunger.
I was wondering why the metal detector was going on.
I'm having some trouble at the door, boys.
You gotta protect your home, man.
So you got that fire on.
See, the thing is, I know where my gun is, so I know it's not.
You call it fire.
I know my fight. But you know when niggas start asking you questions, that's like we take the test. You know the answer.
But you
think about the answer too much, you think you the answer wrong.
So I'm like, nigga,
fuck it. The gun might be there. I'm gonna have a person in the truck. I don't know.
Okay.
I ain't been back there in that truck in a while. You know what I mean? So I'm like, fuck. It's usually just clothes and shit, samples and shit. Nigga like, yeah, we're gonna send y'all through immigration. I looked at the slip. That shit said $0, a bunch of other notes. I'm like, this nigga sent me here for not having no money. This is crazy.
You gotta walk with a 20 on you.
Yeah.
Bro, we come outside, the nigga, they always go from like, I'm doing my job, back to like, trying to show personality. Nigga, you just ruined my day.
I've
been in immigration 15 minutes, nigga.
Yeah, that's too long.
Nigga, and they like, dog like, yeah, what you know about 35mm film camera? I have my camera in the back.
He's like,
that came out for you. It was probably even more. I'm like, look, nigga. When I was walking in there, you thought I had a razor blade in my pocket. Nigga, I don't want to talk to you.
Now you're talking about film camera, man.
Yeah, nigga, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, that's real, man. I was like, I'm out here to play with
Pick
you.
Pick your side, bro. Pick your side. Yeah,
we're not friends. We're not having fun.
And they probably popped the sicko as soon as you left.
It's still in there. No, see, they good guys. It's still in there.
I would have popped that.
It's still in there. It's still in there. All right, sir.
So let the nigga had a $10 bottle.
Because my guy. When I got home, I never knew it was in there until I got home. When I parked at the crib, I popped the trunk. I'm like, what the fuck was I looking for in here? Because it looked suspicious. Because a lot of my it was just an empty trunk with like random shit. So it's like I easily could have had to load load out, just left it empty. You know what I mean?
That reminds me when we crossed the border with some grass by accident. We just like made it to Detroit. Like, oh wait, is that fine, by the way?
When you're leaving from Toronto,
you can't bring it. Like, it's not too much, but
you're not allowed to bring it in. Obviously, it has to be on a certain amount. But since we're driving through Toronto and it's legal in Toronto,
to Detroit or to Buffalo, whatever.
Yeah, we crossed to Detroit. We crossed straight to Detroit. Yeah, from Newfoundland or whatever.
From where?
From Windsor.
You ever heard of Newfoundland?
I said Newfoundland.
The fuck is that?
Newfoundland?
Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Yeah. Oh.
But it's Newfoundland.
Yeah.
That's where them Newfies be at.
Yeah, they call them
Newfies.
That's how you call them.
Newfies and shit.
No, let me not say no.
That was off three. They used to say that shit.
Yeah, Newfies, yeah.
Don't quote us on that, but we was, I think. It never happened to me, but I think it can be an honest mistake coming from Toronto if it's in your car. If you're traveling with it, all right.
Probably the amount.
Yeah, a certain amount. Like, we didn't have too much on us. And I know when you're traveling from Vancouver back to Toronto, you can bring that.
Yeah, from the country,
put
down
the
bird,
You can put that sticky on the plane.
Okay. All right.
You just can't write them.
Y'all niggas are so funny because it's like... It's like, bro, y'all Jamaican. This shit crazy. Like, y'all
crazy. That's the funny part.
Yeah, that's the funny part, bro. Like,
that's it?
That specifically? Because I'm sure it's pretty normal.
They don't even look Jamaican.
Yeah, they don't look Jamaican.
Yeah, 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 like, nah, nah,
my,
nah.
My image of a Jamaican is just a dark
nigga. We're just young. It's blended in there. It's mixed up. Hey, you know they put the spinach in the yamini. You know they got the spinach in there. But it's in there.
That shit's supposed to be like banana. Supposed to be like banana in a smoothie. That's what
you just blend him in.
So you got that file on you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I want to show you a funny video.
You got some Jamaican content?
I got some Jamaican content.
Please.
I'm about to drop in the motherfucking group chat. This shit is crazy. All right.
DJ Stefano.
Oh, man. Classic.
We're already in for a treat.
Yeah.
Where you from? Big old bro, Japan.
Where?
Japan.
Tonight.
Me, what did he say?
Me want to breed you.
You want to breed me? What is that? Me want to start to you meet under the sheet.
All right, here we go, guys. Get ready.
You going to work?
You going to work?
You going to work?
So get this the fuck out of here.
Damn, Japan. They imported a real one. Oh. He meant what he said.
Yo. He Jamaican. All right, watch it, watch it.
He gonna stand on it?
Bro, I could get there, man. That's the crazy part.
I fucking knew it.
Nah, bro represented still, man. Bro represented.
I'm a little bit offended. Like, you just step in a car. I can't do very big.
I don't know, man. I think that was a part of the show, because...
Oh, you think like she?
Yeah,
you don't just come like that.
Fucking me, you standing on my butt.
Yeah, it's like he knew what to do.
Yeah,
but he could have been waiting for this moment his whole life, man.
I'm gonna tell you,
they'd be real passionate about
about culture, especially our culture. For me, so I feel like he just was ready for it, man. He was like, he knew what goes on at the dance hall.
Maybe more involved in the culture, you know, understand.
Yeah, he more Jamaican than me.
Yeah,
no cap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like, I ain't never stand on nobody.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. All right,
I ain't got the frame for that.
I
neither,
never
though.
Did that.
I ain't got the frame for that.
If I'm up, if I go to a Rihanna concert,
right.
Okay.
And Rihanna brings me up, lucky fan.
Yeah, lucky says, man.
Where you from?
Lucky yo, boy. Show,
I said,
I'll give it to him. That's for me.
Yeah. And I said, she said, well, where you from? I said, Japan. I'm not from Japan. I'm from Jamaica.
Okay.
She's like, okay, what do you want to do? I'm like, well, shit, I'm trying to breed you. Niggas aren't looking at whatever. That's all right. I already gone too far. Then she says, okay, and gets into her song, Sex With Me So Amazing.
Good song.
And she's dancing or whatever, and I'm behind her doing that aggressive shit, and then I jump on Rihanna's back and say, oh, to the internet. No, it's just my culture. What
security gonna have you in
right.
That
snake. Yeah, that's they gonna jump on my back.
Security
gonna jump on my back.
You have a lady with security. That's why they gotta have you in the Janet Jackson, you know what I mean? You know, the lucky fans are strapped up. Like,
yeah.
All right, Janet. I'm kidding.
Nah, man.
Yeah, nah, you right.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. So,
that's the only reason why I believe that had to be staged. Mm-hmm. Like, if it wasn't, all right, cool. They can have
security
fun,
and
like,
safety reasons and shit.
Yeah, because you can't. It's just like.
You might have got a boring guy, too. I don't know.
But maybe she's done that at other shows.
And how do you start that tradition?
Like, that's just
like,
something like that.
Well, she whined on him, right? She went and initiated it on him.
That's
so
fine.
She does that. It's the green light.
The
type
wine
of thing.
Is the green light to jump on her butt
in Jamaica. At the
that's
dance
what
hall?
Y'all be
yeah,
that's what,
I've
know,
seen
man.
It, but
they
I,
do that. I don't feel like it's right.
Ah, for like, sure.
How sturdy does a woman have to be for you to jump on her back?
Oh, you gotta have that.
That's
what
you, yeah.
Oh, me.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, you gotta have a base on
that's
you for sure.
That's 6'4"? 5?
Yeah.
Straight meat, man.
250?
250, yeah.
Jamaica jump on Serena back.
Yeah, she got
the
support for that.
Could.
Them quads,
nah,
she got that. Yeah.
Hell
it's
hell
just,
nah,
it's
nah,
just
he could.
If he has a vert,
no.
She could squat
to get up there.
Yeah.
It's a combination of holding her waist, pushing off her waist.
No.
And meanwhile, your legs is...
Nah, it's a straight jump for some cats.
No, he was holding her waist,
took off from it's, the waist.
Nah, I don't. I feel like he jumped up there a little bit.
Run it back.
No, we can't. We can't get to it.
Man. I'm telling you, man. Not to say I tried before, but
yeah, you tried before.
Yeah.
So is that what it is? Yeah, you gotta do like the push off.
You gotta hold the push off.
It's like when a nigga
yeah.
jump over your a shoulders. Fence.
But you ain't had all no hops maybe back then.
You need one of them super slow mo cams.
Too late.
Mm. Yeah, just to see the you know the MythBuster cam.
Mm.
Just to see the dynamics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean the movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also like you might have a lot of power like on your feet and your hands at the same time. Like you could probably
could be an explosion.
Yeah, that's like jumping a fence.
No, I'm talking about shorty that's you about to jump on. Like she on all fours. Oh. She pretty sturdy.
Yeah, that's mass support.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Why is she on all like, fours?
Because she was whining.
She was on all fours there?
She had her hands down?
I think she might have had one
she
hand
She had her tripods
down.
On.
Her tripods.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's real rap, man.
Hey, safe dancing, man.
Yeah. Her tripods.
Yeah. They got to switch it up, man.
Man, you still on them lavender doinks?
Nah, I had time to roll. No.
That was up.
Mm.
You still off that pack, man?
I don't smoke.
Yeah.
You don't smoke weed?
No.
Damn.
I get too annoyed.
You get
which
too
one?
Paranoid.
Oh, annoyed.
You call it annoyed under D?
We went over this before, bro. We be cutting shit in half.
Yeah.
Remember I said,
be off that
spit them?
Spittle.
Yeah,
oh, hospital.
Yeah. You got to shave some words.
But annoyed sounds more than paranoid.
What does it sound like?
Paranoid.
It sounds worse.
It sounds
annoyed. It sounds close to annoyed.
Annoyed. Yeah.
Which is like king shit.
Y'all niggas just too proper. Y'all got the queen on y'all side.
Nah, not my queen.
Man.
Y'all got that color queen. Money, nigga.
I don't recognize that queen.
My queen.
Black.
Yeah, but I be annoyed.
When's the last time you put a pack in oil?
Shit, I don't know. At some point. I get drunk enough, I smoke.
Mm. Yeah, that balances it out.
Yeah, so probably like fucking maybe like May.
Yeah.
Okay. So not long. Yeah. It don't balance shit out. It make it worse.
For real?
Alcohol?
Yeah. Because I don't be like, oh, I'm three shots in. Let me smoke. I be faded, nigga. Then I be like, you know what? Might as well hit that bitch.
Let me get the blunt.
I get drunk enough, I be wanting to roll.
Nice. Good roll.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You
roll. Yeah, I used to smoke a lot.
Oh, so you up?
Yeah, but it'd be like
Wiz Khalifa. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody smokes much. That nigga got a problem.
Yeah, that nigga.
Yeah.
So when you were smoking, you was just like always paranoid, but like just dealing with
no,
it?
No, it was. I don't know. I think my purpose behind smoking was different.
Oh, back then?
Yeah, I was like fucked up. I was not fucked up, but I was like depressed. Mm. I was like, shit, it's the only time I get joy.
Yeah.
You know,
off the tree like, pack?
You get goofy and shit.
Were you ever productive off the tree pack?
Most of me, Angela, like, vlogs and shit like YouTube videos that weren't skits were edited like high, so it'd just be like sporadic shit. Like, bro,
I'm about that shit.
It was some shit where I was just staring out a window, nigga, and I put Martin Luther King in front of the sun, nigga, with like a rainbow.
Oh, I do remember that edit. I literally remember that edit. Yeah, for sure.
I was like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with me,
bro? It makes for good edits. I feel like you're just able to lock in. Also depends on what you're smoking.
What type of pack you're
smoking.
Depends
on the type of pack. I hate niggas, dog. See, I be in TikTok live, niggas be like, I don't smoke. Because niggas just assume I smoke because the shit I be seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, I don't smoke. They're like, nah, you just smoking the wrong strain.
Yeah, niggas gonna
nah,
I'm gonna
come
that.
Clean. It has
you, just, you gotta smoke with me, man. Let me show you weed.
But the thing is, I have weed. Let me say,
smoke me, nigga.
Like, why are you? What's the difference? The Tupac pack.
You ever smoke a human pack?
Yeah, we get there. Yeah. I think smoking has to do with a lot of, like, I say the five elements of life.
Damn, nigga.
What are they?
You took us through. What the hell? Is it in four?
Huh?
So, are you talking about water and
this
fire?
No, life.
Earth, wind, and grass. Yes.
Yeah.
When you said that, I just thought of the five elements of hip hop.
What are they, man?
I think like breakdancing, graffiti, hip hop.
Really?
Yeah, it's like different ones. Yeah.
It's like a scholar. Yeah,
I just know the five elements of this earth.
What is it, Trevon?
Earth, wind, and fire.
That four, brother.
That's three. The other two I ain't gonna tell you. It's too dark.
Okay, is that
no, water, fire, earth, like the Pokemon shit.
All right, what
that's
is
four.
That?
All right,
nigga, what was the original point?
So the five elements of smoking doinks.
Smoking weed, all right.
It's gonna be the surrounding.
Yeah.
So who around you, the environment.
Okay.
It's gonna be that pack that you off. So
okay.
Knowing what type of pack in Toronto, we're going to have certain patents that this is going to do.
Y'all
this
smoke some strong ass weed, though.
We changed
our mind.
No, they do. I ain't talking about Toronto. I'm talking about you niggas.
No, bro, we down here. I complain about the THC content. Remember, it was too high, man. They in the 40s and 50%.
What do you want?
We down here in the 18-20s. Like, where are we going? Yeah, we have the 75%.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I just had to let them know these niggas.
No, you don't. I've been trying to, like, there's certain times I want to go to the moon.
Yeah.
That's when I know, like, I'm completely chilling tonight. Nothing's going on.
You off that Janet Jackson?
Just tell me.
We got number one fan.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Just let it do whatever to you. That's the JJ pack.
That's not trying to do nothing. Yeah, I feel that.
So, what I say, environment, the pack that you're smoking. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of who, what, where, when, why.
Who, what, where, why. Yeah, like, what are you doing after? Like, after you smoke the pack. So, if you're editing and shit, you got to know, like, you got to line it up to say, if I'm smoking, my computer's already ready and open the Final Cut. So, all I got to do is come, sit
down.
Yeah,
you're not doing no files.
Go.
Your file organization.
You're going to delete some shit.
Yeah, you're going to delete everything.
Delete the whole file. Yeah, it's basically who, what, where, why.
Nigga, that was three, cuz.
No, hold on. Virus smoker.
I really wanted you to land that shit, too.
I'm not gonna lie. I just said five because I just have five fingers. I'm number five.
No, I feel you.
It's really about just prepping everything before you get into it.
There is a how-to, man.
It's a how-to because it cuts everything out after it. When you know what you're doing after.
You know when you smoke with niggas who smoke wrong. That's not how you do it. Wish y'all
just like... Disabled, yeah, let's get McDonald's.
Yeah. Right, man.
Yeah, don't even move them. They're like, nah, man, I'm straight, man.
We had hit that that pack in the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the park pack.
We hit the park pack.
What the fuck that mean?
Pack in the park
before this.
We hit the park. No, yesterday. We hit the park pack watching some football and some American soccer. We call it football.
Footy.
I got fucking blazed in Europe. I got blazed in Europe because I was out there. I'm like, man, soccer's so cool. They said, huh? Actually, you right.
Football. Yeah.
But now we were watching basketball and some football at the same time, and then put that pack in the air, and then we went to Trader Joe's and traded with Joe.
Slash. Yeah, all day.
Yeah, that's a setup. Domino's Wingstop knocked at the door 2 seconds later. What I'm going to do?
The guts are ruined this morning, I got to say, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm holding it together.
They're in the trash.
No, it's been a fart that I've been having, boy.
You said a fart?
Yeah,
a fart. You've been having a fart?
Yeah.
You can have it for a minute. Yeah.
You can have it for a minute.
Just hold on to it.
Keep sending that nigga away. Like, no, no, no.
I keep creeping on you all day. Like, all right, nigga, it's time. Like, no.
Hey, close it. That was my fans, man.
Come on.
That shit like that fucking Mac OS update, nigga. Remind me later.
Remind me in 15, because you know you about to leave a place sometime. Hey, sometimes I remind you to it's time to close the door.
Hey,
y'all ever hold a wall? Never mind.
Drop a tear? No, okay.
Bro, there's certain times where it just hurts my stomach so bad, and I'm have to hold it. You need the Mewtwo on this fucking
little
tripod, man. But I'm telling y'all niggas not living.
Yo, I had picked a homie up. He had flew into the city. I picked him up and shit. And he stayed probably like 15-20 minutes away from my mom's crib. He stayed like 30-35 away from my shit. He got in the car. I said, hey, I ain't gonna lie, I had to shit right out, so I might go back to my mama's house. but I'm like, damn, I can probably make it.
Yeah.
Turns out I couldn't, nigga. 10 minutes going in the direction of my shit. I said, all right, we're gonna turn back around.
You turned around.
Yeah.
You had 10 minutes.
Now I'm 30 minutes away from my mama's house. Mm-hmm. You know what's in between that? Planet Fitness.
You're a dark man.
Bro, I did that same thing. I'm not gonna lie.
It's fair, bro. LA, LA, LA.
Nah, LA,
it's
LA.
Fair, bro. It's fair.
But you skipped the gym. You just went straight for this,
bro.
Oh, no, you don't even scan in.
I scanned. I said, poop.
I'm like,
said, wow, 10 minute workout. You're really grinding.
Bro, I scan in and shit. But you know how your body feel when you get closer to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like,
it activate.
Trembles. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, all right, I go straight to the bathroom, nigga. I'm in there probably 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm. Quick, hurry up, try to get up out of there. But like, you know, the shift ain't changed. Same people in the front, they know how long I've been here. They
real
just
rap.
Saw me, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm trying to walk out incognito, hood on.
Yeah.
bitch talking about, you the guy that makes the You Matter hoodies, right?
Oh. I said, oh shit.
I just dropped some matter off. You know what I mean?
This is how I wanted you to be.
No, baby, you matter. Thank you for the toilets, man.
Hey. I thought I was weak, but I was strong. Pulled up. Broke down in the bathroom.
Oh man.
Broski was in the car?
Yeah.
The car's AC just going, it's just two separate shots.
It was hectic in there. I ain't gonna lie.
How did yours go?
Yeah, so I was shopping. I had set out on my day to shop. So I was in a plaza shopping. You know what I'm saying?
You're not
and
right.
While I was shopping, I was just feeling it, but I was so far from my crib, like I had 2-3 more stores to hit. But I looked to the left, I seen the LA Fitness in the plaza.
Yeah, let's get fit, man.
So I said, yo, I think I showed her, like, look, when I punched and I said, yo, I just need to use a washroom, I ain't gonna cap. And she just showed, yeah, it's that way. It was calm.
This was in your LA Fitness, though.
No, this wasn't. I was in Saga. This was not.
It's not even home base.
You dropped the load off in Saga? Hey, you fucked up, nigga. Hold it. Okay. For sure.
Bro, yeah, I got all locations, right, bro. You know what I'm saying? I paid for
that. That's real right now. Are you doing a spider on the stall or are you sitting down planted?
I'm laying.
And I got to ask you that, too.
I'm laying paper towel and shit.
At this point, they got the little thing. They got the little pre.
Oh, they do? Yeah, the bowl.
That one don't fit me.
What you mean by that?
He thick as fuck.
That one don't fit me.
Nigga can't sit the tongue. Nigga cheeks be sitting to the bottom of the tongue.
No, that's real rap, man.
Because you can have the skin and bones and just like whatever you plant is, that's where it's at. When you got the extra meat, it wraps around.
Yeah.
So now you're touching the parameters. Cheeked up sometimes.
I got a problem. We'll get off this topic after this, but I got a problem with, I said this also, I have a problem with using the bathroom in public because I got to get fully naked to do my thing.
Fair enough.
Really?
That's right.
I
got to
get fully naked.
You understand
on the
Detroit?
The
Damn.
You do that in Detroit?
I take my shirt off and shit.
That's respectful.
I don't want no dribble getting on my shirt.
I hang it up like just on the thing. Yeah, on the thing.
I just go Will Smith mode, you know.
The fuck's that mean?
Will Smith?
Wait. You ever see him in a crop top?
Oh, no,
you
no, 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 no.
That's the thing that Pursuit
of Happiness. You talking about French Prince type shit?
Yeah, like back in the 90s type shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking about the father, nigga. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's crazy.
It's me, man.
Oh, yeah, in the big room? Yeah, that's just
me. Yeah, just roll my shirt up. Yeah, you feel me?
Yo, I don't understand crop tops on fellas, man. It's never like... Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I can see. No, not even me, just anyone. Just like, nigga, pull that off confidently. I'm like... That doesn't work, man.
Well, I think you could do it, though.
I do it.
But where?
Yeah.
You done a crop top?
Yeah, I got a crop top.
Belly button out?
No, I'd be like, it kind of be like waist level.
See, that's
like,
different.
That's right different.
That's different. We're talking
I ain't barely. Coming like right here, though.
That's
like,
what I'm talking about.
The niggas, I ain't got that much to show. Like, you got to be like
you belly button out, you talking to me and shit.
It'd be for the hoes. It'd be for the hoes, though.
Everything, man.
Like, every time I seen it work, it was like a football nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they do that.
But
they
do it for practice and shit.
But they be taken to the streets at Quiznos with the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they be saying, I just left pregnant.
Yeah, they trying. It's for the hoes.
Are they trying to show the stomach to the hoes?
It's like a doctor walking in the building with their white coat on.
Oh, fuck.
That's respectful.
Yeah, you could have put that in the bag.
Why do they wear white coats? They don't do nothing. That don't help me.
I wonder if Dr. Dre started that.
It got to do something with cleanliness or something. I don't fucking know.
You think so?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm going to say that.
You just trust a white coat, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm not letting no nigga do no science in
a black coat.
No black coat.
Let me see if this works. All right, Undertaker.
Where you coming from, man?
You ever pulled off a trench? Without looking like a detective?
Nah, I didn't get him like a pea coat, though.
That's respectful, man.
I'm on like Thomas Shelby vibe.
Yeah, only P Code I know is Future, man. Beast Mode, Track 3.
They got that. Him and Thug got that song, though, too.
P Code?
No, yeah, P Code. It's not P Code. We can make love in the morning.
Yeah, it's not called P Code.
Mink Flow,
yeah. Yeah. Please get a clap for Jeff. That one works too.
Jeffrey. Man, we closer to him being out, right, guys?
Yes. It's looking good.
Yo, it's looking good, man. It's been good. He might be ups and downs. They may drop the whole case. I think they did a lot. But the question I need to know from you boys is Lizzo canceled?
By the time this comes out, she's probably.
That's what all these podcasts is talking about.
That shit is so funny, dog.
The exaggeration, right? Where they're taking it.
Nigga said, first heard dancers to drink piss. I said, she was doing what?
She said what?
I was about to say, I know nothing about it. Yeah. I just see right here.
You understand? I don't know what's real and what's fake, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they're mixing the fake with the real. Yeah, like, she told me to go get a cheesecake down the block. Nigga, that's not making it bad.
People are like, oh my God, it's getting worse.
Man, all right, so, you're young.
Yeah. What is, let's break. This is why we want to cover this shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How do we do this? We do podcast. They cover. Okay, what's happening?
The little bit that I know is.
Fat I shaming. Saw a documentary, man. Yeah. That ain't this, man.
Fat shaming.
That's what I'm hearing.
What? That's
what I'm hearing. That's what they're saying.
Okay. I thought you said that's why you're here. I'm like, well, we got to clear up.
Okay. Yeah, I need a platform.
I ain't deep dive too far in. Yeah.
I ain't deep. Liz will never like hit. She never like hit my.
I never. Listened
to I never perked my ears up. Yeah, for
she played. She played the flute and shit. She.
No, she be blowing on that.
She from Michigan. She from Michigan.
I saw her documentary.
You seen the documentary?
Yeah. I think she went to Southfield. Or some shit.
This was real doc, man. Okay.
I don't know much about that's. See, that's why I don't talk about shit.
I liked her, man. She just seemed like a regular girl from school and shit, cheerful and shit, singing and blowing and shit.
So she's not that.
I don't know.
Nah, I mean, you never know behind the scenes. Know. I definitely don't know. Nigga, I was at my house the whole time.
No word.
But that shit crazy. If that's
what yeah, it'd be some cold blooded shit if she said half the shit I read. But
if she was half the shit I read, boy, nigga, she better clutch that flute tight.
Yeah, that's her backup career, nigga. Just all flute.
Start blowing.
Musicians get canceled. Like, just straight instrumentalists get canceled.
Instrumentalists.
Like, I feel like they're not like, hey, man, this big trombone player. So no one's
canceling a pianist.
But see, the thing that's fucked up with, if this is true, is like her whole thing is built off like body positivity and playing the flute.
But that's what's capped about most of these. Man,
it's a brand.
It could be good branding. Go off.
When I see a lot of things online, it's just like it's too much, and it's like, okay, what is this really about? Because then this shit will come out, and it just flips the whole script, and now everyone's like, wait, we just supported this girl or this woman for the past 2 years, and she it's almost like she got you guys.
If it's true, we don't know shit. That's the thing. True, I don't even fucking. We don't know.
But you gotta understand, like that's kind of like. You got media training. Wait, they got media training.
Once niggas get that agent, that marketing team, nigga, you no longer a person, you a product.
Mm-hmm. That's real, bro. Yeah.
So, nigga, you pushing, it's like Target and Lizzo, the same, one and the same, nigga. Yeah. Something to be sold.
Yeah.
Target and Lizzo, yeah, that's crazy, real, man.
It just, her shit is so extreme, that's probably everybody, though.
Yo. Oh, man. Nigga, turn my shit off, nigga. You went to hit this. Hey, I'm sick because I hit the right button, too. I'm trying to do claps.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we'll see what it is, man.
They don't want real niggas on there, though.
That's what they don't want. Right, man. That's what they don't want, man. Real niggas. That's the problem, man. And they let the goddamn aliens through the door.
That's real rap, man.
I don't got enough capacity to give a fuck about no aliens right now.
For real, until I see a video, man, I don't completely feel that. Prove it. I'm tired of this fucking speculation.
All
the old story. It was 1992. Like, yeah, right, nigga.
What an alien gonna do with a nigga like me?
I don't even want to. Test that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I don't even you know what I mean? Like, that. You think Alien will come down here and be like, give me Jermaine? No.
Yeah, I need Demetrius.
Talk to him. No, I seen that nigga even cooking this shit. I tried to figure that out. That nigga left some steps out that instruction manual.
This is what scares me. If the aliens are able to understand and operate the internet, then there's a slim chance they know us.
There's a slim chance they watch. They getting them radio waves. They probably get our content.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they could say, I need this Demetrius nigga funny.
Yeah, you're right. They could be fans of shit. Yeah.
I ordered a hoodie. Where is it?
Nigga, there's no shit.
Thought y'all shit worldwide, nigga.
Is it just another world? Yeah.
Yo, I had a thought, man.
What's up?
You done drop some scholarships on some young bloods and shit. You know what I mean? Do a good positive force in this world and shit, man. Right, yeah, I'm working. I ain't getting a scholarship. How do you feel if somebody just flunked on that scholarship, man? You just find, hey, man, how school is just. Yeah, just kind of smoking that pack, not really going and shit.
That's on them, man. That shit don't mean nothing to me.
How many scholars you done put up?
Probably like.
We locked in.
probably like 75K worth.
God damn. Nice. How many
first off?
So I think I did five that was 10,000, then I did 10 that was 5,000, if I did that math right.
Nice.
Oh, so that's 100K. Yeah. I might be lying to y'all.
Yeah.
But it's 75K to 100K, one and two.
Damn. That's mad respect.
But I only did the scholarship shit twice, and then I did like a black business grant before I like scholarship.
Shit.
Really?
Five. Bro, I definitely be on some dad shit. Like, hey, how's school?
Man.
Let me see.
Hey, it'd be crazy, bro. I'd have seen niggas that I like then gave a scholarship to like later on and shit. I was like, oh.
And then they up.
I'm like, nigga, you touch your life around.
Nice.
Yeah. Off the scholarship, you're saying?
Yeah, like, not like they was fucked up before, but it'd be like, I have to like speak to him after, like, you know, I give him a little congratulations, let him know they're winners and shit. So I usually end up following them, staying.
You got to.
Yeah, nigga, I took a year off and then boom, boom. You feel me? But
yeah,
I really be doing that scholarship shit. So it's like niggas who ain't getting a traditional scholarship.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you're going to school to be a lawyer, congratulations. You can get a scholarship from anywhere else. But if you going to school to like fucking screenwrite, nigga, and you not the best screenwriter, nigga, but you got passion. Like seeing the passion through nigga shit when I was like going through like entries, that's what got me.
Yeah.
Like, it was certain shit that where it was they job, like their job that they wanted wasn't even like conventional.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, you really believe in the shit. You just might believe in you.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Just the fact that you know, certain courses tend to get scholarships versus
because we need that shit more than, you know, quote unquote, we them as like essential workers and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of hard to be like, yeah, I'm doing cinema.
Yeah,
I'm studying cinematography, nigga. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, nigga,
for sure.
Even if and when I did the Black Business Grant, it was like, nigga, anybody, you know what I mean? It could be a YouTube. I gave a grant to like designers. You know what I mean? Nigga, like, yeah. Well, I'm like, what would you use this for? Nigga, like, I need a fucking new laptop. Nigga.
Yeah.
I've been using this MacBook Air 2013.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, you got no storage. That's nuts. You know what I mean? Like, and it was some niggas too. I reached out to, and I'm like, oh, you just like what they said was like, I just needed a new lens, and the lens like $1,000. I'm like,
that's real.
I'm not gonna give you $10,000, but I give you little K. On the side,
little lowercase K.
You know what I mean? Like
lowercase K.
Little one ball.
And that helped, man. Just
for sure.
A lot of times seeing just someone else pull up and just say, yo, I got you. That's why God's Plan video was so big for Drake, because it was like, all right, Drake can do that a million times and he's not going to be touched. You know what I mean? But it's just like, all right, I see you here, boom, bop. And I may give him, because one of the girls that he gave a
scholarship to,
she graduated or something. Twitter followed up, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Love a good follow-up, man.
Yeah,
I love them Where Are They Now joints.
Yeah, you think there's any pressure, like, when you get a scholarship? Like,
I got to fuck.
Yeah, I got to go. I think if it's that type of pressure, then it's a wrong scholarship. It's more so, like, that person doing it to say, like, I believe in you, like, keep it going type of thing. So it's like, all right, wherever that
but like,
goes.
I ain't
like,
never got a scholarship, though, so I don't know. I ain't go to college.
Yeah.
I definitely feel that pressure. Even if it's something you want to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, just the nerves of like, oh shit, this shit is real, nigga. Just,
yeah,
you know,
for
real.
Sure,
I can't fuck this up.
Yeah.
Sometimes just those intrusive thoughts of like, damn, I might fuck this up.
Especially you, like, shorty from the Drake video, like, bro, you probably, come on.
Everyone saw me, they gonna follow up, on my ass.
People at school are like,
for sure. I should have got this is crazy.
Yeah, you be seeing the hate in the comments. Yeah, congrats, nigga. Fucking, let's see what you do with this shit.
Is there God? Because that ain't a plan. What the fuck does that even mean, bro? I didn't make the song.
Meet you a flower man. Yeah, you know what I mean? You scroll through the Yameen and you see a bunch of flower events. You scroll through your Yameens. There's a lot of flower events, if you will. Yeah, a lot of flower action.
A lot of flower posts. Talk, bro.
What y'all talking about?
You like a flower, man. You got flower. You making niggas look bad out here, man. Niggas do too much flower action.
Yeah, I got a flower budget. You know what I mean?
Except for every year allotted a lot of
child. That amount of money I can spend on flowers.
That's respect. Mm-hmm. You ever feel like it's like you pulling the same rabbit out the hat every time, trick?
I trick it up every now and again. You know what I mean? But regardless, it's flowers.
That's a good
nigga
to answer.
I trick it up every now and again, nigga.
But he's like, you know, I want to do something nice. I'm like, flowers. I just did this. I got a flower. But if they really,
that's what you got to make it grand, though. You got to make it grand when it's like that, though.
This shit costs a grand sometimes.
You
get 2 grand. I saw you with the fucking.
Yeah, I had 999 flowers.
Jesus,
that's
out flowering niggas, man.
You know what I mean? But that's when you trick it up. You know what I mean? So then you do that, then there's no flowers.
Yeah.
Then you come back just 12 piece. You know what I mean?
Like, this shit is fucking wild.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is wild. Like, I can't do this shit like that, man.
Yeah. And he's sitting there waiting, like, y'all gonna come picking this flowers. Up. You know what I mean? Is that 999 count the petals on the floor?
Nah, the petals just came from like, I think it was around Valentine's Day, so the floor. I'm cool with the floors.
So the florist had like, I had hit her about this idea a minute ago. She had saved like the petals that she picked from the Valentine's Day flower session.
This is an event, man.
Yeah, I do my best, man. Then I got the unreleased You Matter University Varsity on.
That's
just slight, though. That's just in the background. We do the marketing with it, because I already know how that's going to go when it gets seen.
Yo, ladies be loving this shit. They tweet about these flowers. Where are the niggas like this?
Niggas, it's a photo of me in ninth grade. I always like flowers, though. Like, women, like, you know what I mean? Just in general. I didn't send my brother's flowers, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I never got flowers.
Just a good, the smell of flowers, great.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Even looking out of flower watering them. This is wild.
But I had gave this girl, she used to get picked on and shit in ninth grade, and I had gave her some flowers on Valentine's Day. I gave her a flower and a bear. That shit still go viral. And really? It'd be so much discourse about it. Like, why the fuck they looking down on her? I'm like, no, bro.
Looking down
on her. Because at the time, it was like me and my girl at the time, I was dating like ninth grade, and we were just at lunch, and I had just gave her the flowers. Like, dude, I forget her name was like September. Not September. I forget what her name was. Autumn or something.
November, some one of them.
Yeah, one of them.
I knew that area of the month.
One of the seasonal joints.
Spring, huh?
But gave her that shit. And it was really like, it wasn't like a moment. I didn't expect for it needed to be a moment, but I got no classes with her. You know what I mean? But I just know how niggas was treating her in school and shit. And I'm just coming from like, that's my first year in that school. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, for sure.
Somebody had taken a picture of that shit. I had posted it. You know what I mean? Just as a kind of like a...
Niggas gotta do better shit.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, yeah. I don't even think it had no crazy caption. It was just like, yeah, like this is, you know what I mean? You can, everybody deserve flowers on Valentine's Day. That shit happened when I was 15, bro.
God damn.
That shit still be going around today, like discourse, like grown ass people, like, nah, but you see, like, he got this girl on his arm and he looking right down on her, like, woo-woo, making it whole own narratives, nigga. I'm like, nah, niggas was cooking her. Like, I was really just trying to make her day, baby. But like, I was got suspended about that shit.
What?
Like, once. Like, she was happy about it when it happened, but once, like, her mom, like, seen I had posted, and she, like, flipped it and convinced her that I was, like, trying to make a mockery out of her. You know what I mean? So when I gave it to her, she was happy. Like, she's real, like, happy. You know? That's probably the first time I seen her smile, then, nigga.
She probably gonna be like scared
a week later,
forward,
nigga,
then.
They like, yep, Demetrius.
We got you.
That's over. How the fuck did I do?
You crossed the tweet threshold. Yeah. Too many retweets, nigga. I see your plan.
I understand what's going on here now.
Man, when's the last time you put a nigga through the table in the comment section?
What that mean?
Like, when somebody just talking messy, you just catch one of you. You gotta do that sometimes.
I don't even be arguing with niggas no more, because that's just such a slippery slope.
Yeah.
But I just hit niggas with a smooth. Nigga, shut the fuck up.
That's how you need sometimes, right?
You know what I mean? Like, I had posted a video, which I plan on being like a series for the cooking shit, but I was showing people how to start, like, their coals for the grill. But I'm just going from, like, nigga, step one, like, in like beginner, you got coals and you got lighter fluid, cool. That's how I learned how to do it, too.
Yeah.
Then there's the natural way, like those same coals. Then you can switch your coals up, get the natural coals.
I don't know
chimney.
Nothing about coals. We were just talking about this the other day.
Talking about that coal talk.
You don't know how to light coals?
No, man.
It's pretty easy.
Keep them bitches lit and maintain the temp.
I just feel like, I feel like we did try it once, and it smelled like too much. It just smelled like gas. Like the shit that we're squirting on. Like, my food's going to taste gassy.
So you got, like, that's why I was explaining, because it's like, you can get a chimney, and the chimney is just like, it's open at the, it's not even open at the bottom, but it's like a little thing holding the coals that you pour on over top. You can get your fire starter, put it in right there, and all the coals are stacked up. So once them bottom ones light, it just light these up. Once they all lit, you just pour it in.
Well, that's what that thing is.
Yeah. So you ain't gotta add nothing to it. You ain't gotta add no like type of lighter fluid, nothing, no gas. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
It just take a little bit longer, but it's natural.
Yeah.
Then you got like natural lump coal, which is bigger than like the little briquettes. That's all shit of like, nigga, I'm about to be grilling consistently this summer. But if you just at the park and you got designated to be the nigga in the grill, you got charcoal and you got briquettes, my nigga. So I'm showing niggas how to light that. Nigga like, look, nigga, fucking using propane. Like, I'm like,
already. Barbecue, bro?
This is nigga first time on the grill. I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up. What's wrong with you,
what
bro?
You doing?
Nigga, you're 30.
That's probably his territory, man. He's grill master for his friends and shit.
I don't know how I'm doing it, right?
I gotta show niggas, dog, because I be smoking ribs and shit, you know what I mean? I do my thing.
Yeah, that's respectful, man. I respect the good coal grilling, man.
Yeah. Because
you gotta, you can't, in the elements.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't cool nothing down.
Yeah.
What do you right. do?
Well, you just put the you, yeah, if you if it get too cool, you fan it at oxygen to it to get the fire bigger. But if you want it cool, you smother it. You close everything to the top of that bitch. Make sure the vent slows.
The vent.
bring him down.
Yeah, so then even the vent being open, that bring air into it too.
Bruh. This shit is broken, man.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Are we going with Wally broke it? Are you, is that what
nah, I was speaking with? From before, but that didn't help it.
Yeah. I believe Wally broke it.
I believe it.
I want to get Wally on my show. He made some arrays. The other day, like the flatbread with the lamb meat.
Oh, it packed in, right?
Yeah, yeah. I said, this nigga crazy. Yeah.
No, he's, bro, he pulled that out the hat one time. Like, we just knew him for a little while, and then he just like, yo, let's go to the grocery store, picking out a bunch of shit. Like, what are you doing? Made that shit. It was the fucking most amazing thing ever.
Really? I made him and Trey some
lamb. Oh, the beef burger.
Yeah,
it was the beef burger. But same, it was the same.
Because the Wally just got put onto that, the new steez of packing it.
From TikTok?
Not from his boy. But he perfected it a little bit better than his boy that showed him. But that day he was running with it like a bit, like he couldn't cook. And we knew Wally for being like, all right, putting us on the food spots, but never cooking. Mm. And just like, I don't know how he was running with it. It just made it seem like he didn't know what he was doing. So we're at the grocery store. We're like, yeah, we'll get everything. Like, what do you need? We're in Canada at this time. Mm-hmm. He's just grabbing everything. He's like, do I need this? Ah, fuck it. Throws in. I'm like, all right, hold on. What the fuck is going on, man? And then we went to the barbecue, and he formed these, it was like just ground lamb, and he chopped a hell of like spices and peppers and rah, rah, rah. Mm-hmm. Closed that bitch up, put it on the grill, then put it in between the, what was it? A bread, but he kind of split it, put it in there, a little pita, grass in there. He had, oh man, grass. It was fucking busting. Yeah. it was busting, man. That shit was good. Wally can cook. He's good on cooking meats.
He the meat master.
Yeah. He's real good, man.
I think I like to challenge him on that.
Yeah. Honestly, I do.
Cut meat off.
Do a little fit.
He on the calls? I don't know if he's on the calls.
He not on the calls. I know a nigga like him. He not on the calls.
I don't know. I can't
he a flat top propane man, I can tell.
Yeah. I don't know. Cole is a different.
That's a different monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you got that. You doing wood chips.
Yeah, I do the wood blocks.
Damn, you know what? Yeah, you know.
If I'm smoking them, though,
I love a good smoked anything, bro. Smoked any animal, I'm there, bro. Why do you think I smoke?
I had my family came over like probably like July 2nd because I think July 4th was like a Tuesday or Monday or some shit. Nigga, I woke up maybe like 8 a.m. Seasoned. I had the ribs already seasoned, nigga. Started the smoker. It's an offset smoker, so the smoke come in. All the meat not even over no fire. It's just smoke going through the.
Oh, you have this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And so, nigga, I think I was on that grill for like 7 hours, just perfecting that bitch, just spraying it, spritzing it, moving it over, nigga. Mm. Damn. Them ribs were so good, niggas ate my plate. Like, you know how you. That fucking reserve plate up.
Like, yeah.
I ain't hungry right now because I've been fucking with this food all day.
Yeah.
I put my shit in the microwave, nigga. I put my shit in the oven, nigga. Nigga whipped my oven, bro. I said, you niggas are disrespectful, bro, but that's crazy.
Yeah,
you didn't say something like, ooh, you're like, I did that.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yo, it's good, huh?
Fuck. Y'all right.
I ain't that, man.
All
right. How y'all niggas take 8 bones? This is crazy.
You never met my dad, man. My dad is on that shit.
Your dad.
He'll give it to you and take it back.
And yeah. It was funny because he went to the. He went to the rib fest.
Smoked ribs, man. Yeah. Smoked ribs, that make a nigga just act. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
All morality goes out the door, man. Just say, I need them real.
Yeah. It's like, it's like, you guys all watch Day Clone Tyrone? You watch?
I ain't watch it yet.
Yeah. I ain't finished it.
I'm waiting to watch. I've been wanting to watch it, but I'm waiting to watch it.
It's good. Anyways, there's something in them ribs that making the guy crazy. But
how you feel about a habitual fridge popper?
Don't go in my fridge.
Yeah,
that's where it's at.
I had to tell my shorty that, like,
it depends on the human, though.
It depends on the human, but like, it's just common knowledge. You ask. You know what I mean? Like, I be over to homie crib, and he be saying shit like, "Yeah, yo, my house, your house." You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that.
Not my fridge.
Do you mind if I get a cup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, cool. I'm going to grab a cup.
100%.
Try to get some water out the fridge. Yeah.
You
don't know where the fucking nigga got his fridge.
Yeah, nigga,
you ain't got to ask. No, I'm going to ask every time. You know what I mean? I'm going to hit you with the same thing, too. Like, you ain't got to ask, but you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even pop your fridge.
I was like, go anyway.
Type of shit you got in there.
I got
I'll hold the handle. I've been holding the handle. We'll see you.
Sometimes there was nothing in there.
I got a little mini fridge like in the kitchen, like a little wine cooler.
Can they pop that fridge?
No, see, that's the problem. That's the real problem.
Oh,
the
shit.
Mini fridges. I was having a guest over and shit. I got all I got my exotic pops in there. You know what I mean?
Exotic pops was imported from Mexico and shit?
Yeah, nigga,
you got them Joritos and shit? Amaritos?
Yeah. I look up motherfucking dream, my goddamn guava Jorito.
That's a special pack, too.
I said, Jenny, hey, get your ass out of my. Hey, come on. Get your fucking friend out of my fridge. Yeah. What's the problem? Everything for everybody.
No.
Nah. You gotta ask.
Who made that rule?
Hey, you gotta ask. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because this is shit I need for when y'all gone.
Get your lips off
I
the
might
guava.
Have plans for that shit, you know?
I got a vision for this one. I know
you
know where I'm
you ever wake up, nigga, like from a nap middle of the day, pop you up in a cold pop, nigga? Mm. Shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Never, honestly.
I go for the water, man. I'm on my water.
Y'all niggas too healthy.
Yeah. Just on some, you know
what
I mean?
Y'all like 35 right now, right?
But pop make you thirsty, no?
30.
Wait, how
huh? 25.
Remove the 5, please.
You're 28.
Oh, yeah.
You're 25?
I turned 29 this year.
What's up, man? I done got older on you niggas.
Yeah. Bro, I was looking at the time we was out in L.A. I'm like, bro, I don't remember... Me being that young, but no, for sure, you and me, I'm like, this guy was really like a kid.
Yeah.
This guy was a baby. I don't remember that.
Let me tell you a story about that day, bro. That's we go Twigs.
Yeah.
Boy, I was so fucking high.
Oh, yeah, you was with us. Yeah, he was off that strong pack.
Yeah, the 5 minutes, man.
The thing is, I smoked before I came.
Mm.
But I had been like moving and shaking and regular shit because I had moved into the new apartment that weekend.
No energy yet, right? You had no power yet?
Yeah, but I was in Detroit, like right. I think I got back that day. Mm-hmm. We had filmed the Do for Less shit.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And so I smoked some of my shit. I'm like, damn, cook.
Damn.
Go to y'all shit. And nigga smoking. I'm like,
yeah, good to meet you in person.
He's like, yeah, you about to go to the concert. Then we go to the concert, nigga. And mind you, this is the day of Caesar Island that sound like God.
Oh, Daniel Caesar, this is prime. This is like
this
the
is
first
fucking, this is
Daniel Caesar moment.
Nigga. I'm like,
before the cancellation.
I'm like, this nigga's crazy. But you know, it's bright lights, it's white. Yeah. I'm just standing there like, and every time I look at y'all niggas, y'all look at me like, this nigga fried.
Yeah.
Like, I'm standing backwards.
You know, your head, it be worse. I'm like.
I remember that day, though. We was moving active, and it just so happened that Daniel Caesar was on his Fruity Dream. I never said the name out loud. Or
That's real rough.
But he was on that Fruity Tip. And we're on the balcony. I just remember watching Daniel, and I was just like, in that moment, I said, yo, this nigga's going to be, like, one of the greatest superstars.
I'm like, I hope he doesn't say nothing crazy to people and, like, getting cancer for no reason or nothing like that.
Yeah. Regardless, man, you know what I mean? I knew he was about to be one of those, Toronto legends. That's like, yo, this guy can sing. He's capable of making really good music.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the shit happened to him, whatever happened to him, but his last project he just put out, man, is amazing, and I'm trying to catch that tour again. Maybe we should all go again.
Yeah, that'd be a good little anniversary, man.
Anniversary trip.
We got to be off that pet, man.
Yeah,
we
got to
come back.
I'm going to just do some angel dust or something.
I'm cool, man. I'll just do
just me just floating, watching the fucking concert.
I think it's levitating,
keep off that dust.
Yeah, no, that we was off that pat, but that was a time that was like 2017.
Damn,
2017.
Yeah, what a time, man. It's crazy how fast life moves, man. That
it
was
does.
5-6 years ago, man.
Damn.
7?
5.
5.
6.
6.
Y'all niggas.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
I think it was 7.
17.
Oh, 17.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. What, crazy time. Time is flying, man. I always thought you were my age, though. I don't know why.
So, you know I'm
so did
age.
I, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were closer. I thought
you were right now today.
No. I knew you were younger than me.
Yeah, I knew you were younger, but at the same time, I always felt like
you got that old soul, man.
Yeah,
that's
why I
was a little bit older and shit.
That's why I be here.
Yeah, for sure.
How'd you pull this off, man? Take us through this real
please.
Quick.
Pull it up.
I need a backstory.
What's going on? You just look like you coasting.
You off that pack, right?
You off that 3K pack, right? You off that dust, huh?
I was doing a...
You were shaggy.
Y'all watch a... What's that shit called? Attack on Titan?
Mm-hmm. Attack on the Titan?
Probably a show, man.
Yeah. You watch Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
So I was dressed as Armin.
Armin, yeah.
But I was just an Armin. For my, yeah, my nigga right here got me.
You be knowing that shit, man. Yeah, I mean,
this, just, I'm like, why are we pulling this shit?
This is... Yeah, like, what's crazy?
It's pretty normal here. Yeah. But I dressed as Armin for my birthday. Mm-hmm. I had a little house party, so I was DJing. I was just dressed as Armin. Everybody
That's
was
hilarious.
Very regular.
Let me see this motherfucker. Armin from who?
A-R-M-I-N.
Oh, Armin.
But yeah. A-O-T.
Yeah.
Oh, like A-O-T? Put your arm yeah. in it. Oh. Okay. A-O-T.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's him.
That's me right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, same person. Yeah.
But I was doing a subathon on Twitch, and I started it off with cooking, and niggas was like, "You gotta put that wig on." So I was like,
"Yeah,
do that bitch on."
Cook with a wig on.
I just fucking. I think I blanked out for a second. I forgot what I had to do.
Mm. It's distracting the cook in the costume.
Yeah. I got it. That shit kept getting in my fucking face while I was trying to make some eggs,
sweating and shit.
I was about to say, man, I'm glitching out a lot more in life. Mm. Like, I just stop.
You're in the wrong universe.
Probably, man, that's what I'm trying to think about.
Like, you know, you Spider-Man shit.
Yeah, I literally just stop, and I'll just fucking coast for, like, 2 seconds. I'll come back and say, wait, what happened?
That's meditation, man.
Is it? Mm. I just text.
Mm?
Yeah, you're right. There I go again.
For sure.
There I go again.
You call it that one. Like, you forced that one.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. You're right. You're right. What we cooking, man? That's another question we got.
Well, yeah, eats with me, man. Talk about it, man.
Y'all let me know.
Get in there.
Y'all so, got,
we said Sunday.
Right? I made Jamaican beef patties the other day. I tried.
You made it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I made it. I didn't roll out the actual dough thin enough. But the food was good. It just wasn't, the patty was too thick.
Did you achieve the flakiness, though? Like on the outside, at least?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is it made of?
That's all you know, if you have the top of your head.
Shit. There's no egg in it. It's just flour, water, like ice cold water, turmeric, and curry powder. That's how the whatchamacallit is made. And I think like maybe some salt.
Mm.
And then you just slowly add in the cold water. Like the ice cold water. You slowly add that shit in. Knead it up. That the turmeric and the curry give it the color though. And then you let it rest for like 30 minutes and roll it out.
Niggas really be more Jamaican than me. Man. I had no idea.
Nigga, but the actual like ground beef is so much shit in there. I said this is crazy.
Really?
I've never made ground beef.
That's
like
why
that
certain
in
things
my
just go
life,
to the source.
Bro. Like, then like browning, soy sauce. I don't know what the fuck are we doing here?
Damn. Soy sauce.
I'm like, dog, patties. This is crazy.
You gotta get a consistency right too though, man. Yeah, I don't like a wet patty.
No, it was
it
good.
Gotta be a little wet.
It was,
yeah, it gotta be like a little wet. But I feel like Tanao's was too wet.
Yeah.
It'd be burning. It'd just be drink. You'd be drinking a patty, man.
Man.
It's good. It tastes good, man.
Yeah. In Jamaica?
Yo, that's impressive, man. It looks like an empanada.
Is, so.
A little bit. Yeah, this is, I'd be proud of this.
The little beef drip on the side. Beef drip. Little beef drip.
Yeah, that turmeric leaking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah. Would I be doing this shit? Would myself? I be trying to make shit? I'd be,
That's a patty for
It'd be
sure.
my first time making it. So that was my first time even trying to make that shit like on camera, nigga.
Am I sending me that?
Wow, you just decided to do it on camera. That's
It is like a leap of faith when you like decide, all right, I'm gonna try and make this shit. Yeah. You gotta buy the ingredients and you got all the shit out, you start mixing it. That's when you get the heat sweat sometimes, man.
Because the first one I wrapped, that shit looked ridiculous. It's like a burrito.
Like a ball.
It's like a little sloppy burrito. Like I threw too much filling inside. I tried to close it and it was spilling out everywhere, nigga. And we got no fork marks, nigga.
Yeah.
No second one was straight. Third and fourth. That one I did, that was like the fifth one.
Yeah.
So I already knew what the fuck I was getting myself into. But I had made a creme brulee for the first time. Just
see that's
off the mug.
You need a good kitchen, man. Like a lab that you can that's really just thing, try shit. Literally fucking make one, test
utensils
it on.
Utensils and shit. Cause they be saying
good night.
They be saying bullshit.
Grab the pincer.
You gotta need a big like attention at the top of the recipe. Like you need a fucking pincer.
Yeah.
Like not only do I need the ingredients, I need a list of the fucking tools
that I need.
Think about recipes though. You gotta read them shits first.
Yeah. Thoroughly.
You can't just all right. Let me start from the top.
I was watching this fucking TikTok. It's TikTok on how to make donuts, nigga. I was trying to make some donuts, and so you know you need yeast and shit like that.
Yeah.
And so it's like yeast you. Throw the water in there, let the yeast activate, and I think you add in your sugar, your salt, your flour. Let that mix up. But the bitch said, "All right, now we're gonna add all our other ingredients."
Mm-hmm.
and then the eggs. I already had the eggs in.
I'm like, hold on, you had the eggs.
And then the eggs. No.
You sat. Oh shit, you didn't, bitch. You didn't say I
shouldn't. I'm like, god damn, nigga.
Yep.
Bro, that's real.
Don't be trying to cut nothing while you cooking shit, man. Cut that all before.
Yeah, that's real, man.
Because real.
You need that.
It'll creep up on you. Oh, fuck.
You should burn it down.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
When the chives fresh. Chives good, nigga.
I was making some spaghetti the other day, nigga. And I had forgot I had basil. And I'm like, aw. Nigga, I had. The thing is, I made spaghetti. I had to make the ground beef first so it could sit. You feel me? Yeah. I get real brown, nigga. I had threw them noodles in there, nigga, and forgot I was fucking supposed to make them fucking them ground beef. That shit was horrible.
I had with spaghetti.
Yeah. It was good spaghetti, but nigga, that's that. Them noodles were sitting for another 10 minutes on a low heat. Oh, yeah.
And the pasta noodle do you in too.
Yeah, not the noodle be tricking. Mm-hmm. I don't really do pasta.
Yeah, I suck at making noodles, man.
Yeah, I just don't do
I'm gonna get
man.
It together.
That's respectful.
Yeah.
It be tripping me out when I see a new ingredient I never heard was on this earth.
Yeah. Like,
bro, this is in my store. Mm-hmm. And niggas look at you crazy at the store. You all got esophagus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to get some beef, the little beef cube, little beef flavor cube.
Oh, beef flavor cube?
Like it's like beef stock, but it's cube.
Yeah,
it's
I ain't never heard of that.
I think an orange pack.
Yeah, and I had to get some marjoram. Y'all got that shit. It's in y'all shit.
Marjoram?
Margarine?
Marjoram. Mirage jam, some shit.
Margin?
It's like flaky though. It's like it's green. It's in it being y'all shit. Like when I was trying to make Jamaican jerk chicken, nigga, that shit called for it. Margin jam, Mirage jam, some shit.
You saying? Yeah,
you in the store like, I got
Mirage jam.
Y'all got Margin boo in here.
Yeah, man.
You know, you make a pour to, you see a guy working his shelf and shit. You make him like leave a station, take you all around the store with a little shit. I'm like,
the thing is, it'd be the worst for that nigga confidence. Here, no, that shit on aisle six. I'll take you to it. You get the aisle six. That nigga, like, damn.
Yeah. I'm like, this is what I was doing, but it's not going to work. I tried the hands on the waist.
I looked up this old up down his aisle.
No, they be like, But it's always like, will you ever like draw two of them out? Or one go take you to the aisle and he said,
I thought it was just, yo, watch the week out there.
Four niggas coming on.
I'm on the way. No, I'm here. My hands
are
on.
Trying to make a donut, nigga. It's all good. Yeah, that's what you do.
Pivot to the wing stop, man. I say, you know what? Who for got real? The ingredients already?
They do.
That's my thing. I don't got good pivot game cooking wise. So some shit go wrong, it's like we eating that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh,
yeah, I see the pros that whip out the I'll do a shrimp thing then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when you really know you could cook.
No dinner tonight.
I'll be lying. Yeah.
It just didn't happen tonight.
It tastes like shit. It's gonna nourish our body.
Yeah, your body not gonna know. Yeah. The blood cells gonna book cells.
What y'all wanna cook though?
Do you cook? Make it a sandwich.
I do.
Y'all cook? Yeah. Okay, this is, when I usually had guests, I introduce one of my recipes to y'all. Y'all can have that. Y'all keep that. Okay. Y'all keep one of y'all recipes. Trade.
Y'all
gotta figure out what y'all.
This is what I'm gonna slide back. I'll probably slide back some type of salmon recipe. I do salmon pretty well.
Are y'all gotta come as a unit.
We come as a unit.
Yeah, this nigga is selfish.
Yeah, so that's my thing is, I love a good fucking lemon pasta, man. I learned that shit with the Parmesan. It's so fucking good, man. That's my shit, bitch.
Is it easy to make?
Yeah, easy, man.
Yeah, I like an easy.
You zest the lemon, you drop the yummy with the cream.
But you come in like,
you come in
Alfredo, like, in the pan, in the pot, like in the.
Yeah, I'm for sure.
Alfredo?
I'm coming with the jar for sure.
Nah, man. They don't.
I'm coming with the jar.
I gotta learn how to make good Alfredo.
I've tried it before, but it's hard, man, to me. You gotta put like Parmesan in there, milk, all this other shit.
Yeah, you gotta keep bland.
Stirring it. Like, fuck.
The shit out of the can be bland. Even when I add my own season on top, I'm like, it tastes like their shit. Mm. You know what I mean?
What do you think? You thinking of that five? If we gotta make one dish, shit, man. You'd never go wrong with a burger, and you can do that so many ways.
You can elevate the burger for sure.
Yeah,
I make a mean Caesar salad with a nice steak. You can do pasta, steak.
Mm-hmm. You ever did a chicken jerk Caesar?
No, that's not crazy.
You ever did jerk chicken Mac?
Nah,
all these things y'all saying sound crazy. That sound like what we should do. You made that before?
Yeah, man.
You made that before?
I saw him put him down and I just
You made that before?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy. Okay, I've decided. We're doing jerk chicken mac. That sounds ridiculous. Yo, what the fuck does that mean?
If we get mac and cheese, you get that good cheese going.
I can get that. I come with the ingredients, nigga. Bag
out here?
Yeah, I figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where to go for Jamaican ingredient. Jamaican drip out here.
Yeah, you wouldn't need a jerk. Yeah, actually, one time I was trying to find that shit out here. Niggas were like, what is that? What is Jamaican?
You got to go to like H Mart and shit.
Yeah, I went to Jamaican. I don't know what that is, but I went to a Jamaican
little
joint.
Asian little mart.
Yeah,
like oceans be having that Jamaican.
Yeah, having everything. You seen it?
We did see. Yeah, you just go get it.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll make it happen. But y'all see it? Or this? It's probably already out. When's ours dropping?
When is ours dropping?
This is early October.
So we in October.
I'm holding my shit out until y'all drop y'all shit.
All right, so
maximum viewers.
You'll see what we did, man. We'll probably hit them with that jerk chicken, Matt, a little Caesar salad on the side. Shit, man. You're lucky I don't do a kielbasa.
Oh, what?
Was that again?
The Polish kielbasa.
Oh, yeah.
Poland made that, though. Yeah. All you got to do is put it on the fire. I'll take the walk back from Poland.
To the candles. Trust me. We're going to make it happen, though, man.
Poland going to make a sausage, man, and I got to respect that, man. Yeah. Who the best sausage makers on this globe, Poland, man?
Mm. They up there. The Italians be doing it crazy because they put
spices and shit.
They put spices, but they ground different type of meats and then put it in the plastic sausage wrap.
Oh, really?
That's real.
So it's like, you ever see a sausage be made from scratch and then put it in the
looks like fucking poo.
The silk thing, and it literally looks like a condom sack, but they fill it with that, but it'll be different. It'll be like lamb, fucking pork, and they ain't gonna do chicken in there, but lamb, pork, and chives, and put it in the glizzy and say this that type of glizzy.
And they wrap it in the fucking film shit.
Yeah, it's like it's literally like making fucking like a cake.
You ever fry a sausage?
No, on the pan. Heating them up.
No,
on a pan.
I never
like in oil, like deep fried.
Deep fried. Nah,
yeah, deep fried.
Nah, you freaky.
I feel like it'll welt up too much. I saw it on TikTok.
It already has too much
oil in it, so I'd rather like barbecue.
It
get them
good,
all
though,
out,
bro. Look, when she did it, it looked good. I ain't gonna lie.
She was black.
Okay, black lady.
No, that's what he's about to.
I'm I'll check it out. I'll fuck around and make a pizza.
Yeah, you can't.
It's not like some regular show. You're gonna have to make that pizza from
elevator
scratch.
Pizza, no, yeah.
Huh? I'll make dough from scratch.
You hitting this?
Yeah, I ain't.
You can do that.
You're not gonna fucking do that.
Dough from scratch is easy.
This ain't one of them shows you just bring it.
We get dough from pizza from Trader Joe's, man.
You can.
That is exotic dough.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
All you gotta do is let the dough rest to
make
dough from scratch. Yeah, bro.
You don't know how to make dough.
Yeah, man.
You're not giving me dough, nigga.
Watch this.
Yeah, I'm not. Anything with dough, I'm like, I don't do that.
You remember when I used to make that banana bread and the egg bread?
I can't imagine you with a fucking measuring cup.
Banana bread?
And the egg bread.
Egg bread.
Egg bread and it was twisted.
Yeah, at school and shit.
Yeah. That's fresh. That's from scratch.
Yeah, I made that. Yeah, we got instructions.
Yeah. That's just easy. I'll tell you. Yeah.
Say that.
Put a little.
Yeah, I did not do that.
A little braided bread.
It's like a little sheet like this. You put it over the bowl. Leave the bowl alone.
I have no idea what I'm making.
I do like bread science, man.
The bread is crazy. I'll say that. You can't do too much.
Activate. I love when they hear it.
Yeah.
Activate the yeast.
They get yeast to get active in that bowl, man.
Don't rise up,
nigga. When it don't rise.
When the yeast go to bed.
Yeah.
I feel you down bad. Yeah,
sure. You don't want a yeast infection either.
Now that's something
else. Is that the same yeast?
No, I ain't saying yeast.
It's two different yeast.
Nah, man. I think so. I don't think they sample it. They taking the yeast out. Bitches, bitches draws.
Like, who got an infection? And we making bread.
That's the shorties,
is,
right?
This is exactly what we were waiting for.
You remember when niggas said finna get yeasty?
Mm-hmm. I think we said that.
Yeah,
it was
a
real only one.
Finna get yeasty. Yeah. Yeah. I'm bringing it back now.
Finna get yeasty.
Bro.
What?
It's finna get yeasty.
I know what you're saying. Where is it?
Like, we going wrong. yeah, we're bringing it back, man.
We off that yeast, man. We rising up. Listen, man, we got a red hot ring cam of the week, man. Sponsored by Sheldon.
Yeah.
Yep. Sponsored by Sheldon.
Let's see what we got
Sheldon
here,
Sheldon Sebastro is the funniest name, too, man.
Sheldon Sebastro?
When Jermaine called you Sebastro on it.
Oh, yeah.
He shit himself.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh my God. No way.
Seriously? Come on, shit, Rick.
Who fucking shit? Man. That's the name of the dog?
Come inside. Come on, I don't know, Dad did it again.
Nah, again, he's not skit, man.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. He's fucking around.
His dog is named Shitbrick.
And Dad did it again.
I don't think his dog is named Shitbrick, but I think he just, you know how white people be sometimes.
Yeah, they be.
Nah, that nigga,
come on, squirt.
That nigga said, Dad did it again.
Nah.
I sneeze shit. That ain't got a name for it.
Nah.
I sneeze straight.
Bro, if you have to shit that bad, you're not chilling outside like that.
Yeah, right.
If you're on the earth, come on, shit, Rick.
Right. Yeah, I'm at my house.
Well, maybe he let the dog
come
out.
Come on,
shit.
Man. The dog finna
do his own thing.
Sometimes I'm like, yo, Tui, who needs to go where?
Yeah, you
me or you. Sometimes it's me. I'm like, you going.
Because you know, after you shit, you might want to do some other things. You might want to relax there for a minute. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, starting a dog's day actually takes up more time than I thought, bro. You need 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Wake up, throw him on, take him for a walk, come back. Feed him up, then he want to grab a toy and shit. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get to your shit for real, it's like, yo, 45 minutes.
For nah, sure.
Fuck all that. Brooklyn, quick in out. I fought you later, man.
That's why you got detachment issues.
Yeah,
anxiety and shit.
Yeah, nah, I fucked that nigga childhood up. But he's great now, man. He got friends.
Let him tell it,
bro. People literally come over and says, "Where is he?" Oh, he's at his friend's crib.
What?
Like, he'll be
at his boy's house.
Yeah, like, he has.
Now, why the nigga look at me like this?
Delete that. Delete that.
Hey, yo, help me.
Nigga, there's a door in there. I said, "Shut up, he's yours." He's too attached, man. But I'm like, bro, you don't gotta be like
what
that.
What kind of dog is it?
A Cavapoo.
I don't know what that is.
King Cavalier in a pool?
In a poodle, but it's just... It,
oh, yeah. That's
a little brown joint.
Yeah. Yeah, they companions, though.
You but he has Nala. They have a next pet.
Who the fuck is Nala?
It's my cat.
Cats and dogs ain't the same.
They good,
as a person,
though.
These two?
They locked in, though.
These two, they can play together. It's just,
she's literally in this picture beside
him. Yeah, she always shows with him. He just looked a little worried.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You sent that to the group.
Yeah, he looked a little worried, man. But we're going to get up out of here and get that Scottish Fold pack.
Yo, man.
Yeah.
What?
Trust me. That's what we need.
Listen, man, what a wholesome episode we have on our hands, man.
Yeah.
It's been a great time hanging out with y'all on this extended episode. A little treat for the people, man. Amen.
Bro.
I got to fix this button, man.
Yeah, we gotta figure something out.
Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do, man,
I'm
to push
in
the program, man. Help us push our agenda.
Wait, what?
The random order agenda, man. Share with your peoples, man. Jump in them yamets, man. Juice that algorithm up real good, man. Hit that bell on you, man.
Yeah.
You know, Apple Podcasts and Spotify, we always like a good little 5-star rate. We ain't asking for too much.
I ain't asking for too much,
even
baby.
If you did it 7 times.
Ain't.
What's the 8th comment?
What's the 8th?
Man. Real rap, man.
Make 2 accounts.
Okay, let me take off.
Yeah.
I ain't in frame, man.
Oh, yeah, you should be in your
frame. Oh, yeah,
we'll use your
yeah.
camera.
Let's yeah. see
that. Oh, yeah.
There it is.
This episode has been brought to you by You Matter by Demetrius Harmon.
Drop
it,
man.
Yes,
let him
sir.
Know.
You
go
know
ahead.
What I mean? If you like things and things having them, shit, we having them as well. You might as well come get some.
We got things.
You know what I mean? And if you like eats, shit, you came to the right meats because it's Eats for Meats episode dropping today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We dropping the album same day, man. 50 Cent and Kanye West.
Business,
if you know,
business,
you know.
Nigga. You know what I mean? Yeah. So. You know, you might as well get a double feature going on. Get you some popcorn.
Yeah.
A little lady or a little nigga. You know what I mean? However you rocking. And just cuddle up. To what? This is about like 1:30.
Yeah, it was about 1:30.
All right, so it's gonna be 30 minutes on the cooking show. So you got you 2 hours.
You got you 2 hours.
It's a feature
man.
Film. You fucking,
yeah, you like that?
Fuck around, be an Oppenheimer.
Damn, that's mad respect.
Shout out Christopher Nolan.
Nobody blowing shit up like him.
Oh yeah, real rap, man.
Yeah.
We off that Oppenheimer pack.
Yeah.
I'm about to go be a Barbie girl tonight.
I gotta watch that before I get out of theaters.
Barbie?
It's gonna come to the crib for free,
pretty
man.
Straight, it's pretty
you
straight.
Might as well wait.
Shit.
Hey.
Real rap, man. Yo, lead the people with something inspiring, man. Maybe people, nigga don't know he wanna cook, man. His lady, he feeling bad because He don't know how to throw down in the kitchen, man. He a fella, man. You feel like he can't do nothing, man.
That's
yeast,
a lot
what's
worse
that?
Shit you can't throw down in. Shit, you can't throw down in the kitchen, throw down in that bedroom. You know what I mean?
That's advice,
figure
man.
It out. But shit, if you can throw down the kitchen and the bedroom, shit.
You in a good place.
Fucking double threat, nigga. You fucking not coming down there. LeBron James, they don't know if you gonna drive downhill or pass it, nigga. You feel me?
What a note to end on, man.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.